Are online video games any different than social media? I am Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is The Brave Briefing, a technology and culture update for Christian parents. So we often talk about social media and its destructive nature on people, most especially young adolescents. Well, more and more people are waking up and pushing back against these dangers of TikTok and Instagram, including teens themselves. And the government, they haven't let up on their pushback either. A new bipartisan bill titled COSMA, which stands for Kids Off Social Media Act, is currently being pushed by lawmakers. It would effectively ban children from under 13 from creating an account, and it would also prohibit algorithmic-driven feeds for anyone under the age of 17. But what do we hear about proposed legislation to limit video games under certain ages? Right? Surely the senators have heard about Roblox and its pedophilic grooming issues. Well, humorously, it was an article in The Verge titled, "Roblox is still trying to convince lawmakers it's not social media," that caught our attention on this very topic. It turns out that Roblox, as one of the few large internet platforms that openly hosts children, is concerned that they will end up getting roped into this proposed legislation that's forming against social media platforms, such as COSMA. Well, that said, I think it's valuable to pause and evaluate whether or not these two technology juggernauts are really all that different. So I've come up with 7 similarities. Number 1, social media and video games employ algorithms for the goal of maximum engagement, right? You either keep scrolling or you keep playing. That's the dynamic of these platforms. Number 2, there's social interaction, right? Both enable friends to hang out and communicate in a virtual community. Up 3, similar is they all have user-generated content, right? We see it on social media, but many video games like Roblox, Fortnite, and Minecraft allow for user-generated content within the game. A 4th similarity, of course, is the exposure to sketchy people. Again, anonymity among a globally internet-connected population is sure to bring in sketchy people on these platforms. 5, competition. While social media cultivates sort of an insidious internal competition in comparison with others, video games also generates competition in comparison, but it's with other players. Like maybe they have better skins, maybe they have a higher ranking than you in the game. Number 6, social validation. Both social media and online video games provide the ability to like, right? Whether it's a heart or a thumbs up, or it's a rating or an upvoting of another player's customization in the game. And number 7, there's the pressure to stay engaged. The online connections and the status that can be garnered on these platforms makes users and players feel like they must log in every day to maintain those social connections and status. Now, there are notably some obvious differences between the two. Social media, of course, is by far more passive, whereas video games requires much more active participation, mental engagement, and I would argue, a certain level of skill. Another difference is how they make money. Social media platforms make that off of paid advertising, where video games generate income through in-game purchases, subscriptions, and downloadable content. I'd also say that video games are often far more immersive with like full stories and characters and worlds where players really more deeply engage themselves than if you consider like the surface level content skimming that occurs on social media. But overall, social media platforms and online video games actually have more in common than not. Now you may be asking, why does it even matter? Well, it matters because parents are too often categorizing online video games in a completely different realm than social media. They are restricting their 9-year-old from TikTok, but they are allowing them to play Roblox, Minecraft, or Fortnite online. And this is a problem because of the similarities they share, right? The algorithms, the exposure to sketchy people and the ability to communicate with those sketchy people, the competition, the search for social validation. All of these shared features are what makes them both equally risky and unhealthy for young adolescents. Therefore, the same standard should be applied. The standard that we have stood by here at Brave Parenting, which is now becoming law in some states and countries. And that is no social media under the age of 16. This also needs to be applied to online video games. If they have the same risks, they require the same restriction. Right? This is not just biblically wise, but it's logical. Now, is it easy? No, but it is the brave and right action that we need to take as parents. So this is what I encourage you to think about this week. All right, friends, this has been your Brave Briefing. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend, and until next week, go and be brave.